Namaste, my name is Will Zimmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak, everything can be known. Yes, I said everything. Okay, the past, present and the future. We all have an intuition that can be trained to connect with the universal consciousness to see, forecast events from the past, present, and future. I want to introduce new techniques by Dr. Stephen Greer that the FBI and CIA use to see, forecast events. Most people overthink it and they don't believe they can do it. And that is the beginning of programming yourself for failure. We want to reset ourselves and then reprogram ourselves for success. Understand the psychological, physical dynamics of consciousness, the ability to be a seer of a remote place or remote time into the past, present, and future. Yes. You are connected to every point of the universal consciousness at every point in time. You can learn to go to the past, present, and future. You can become a conscious being that can connect to the universal consciousness. Then you can see any place at any point in time. You need to train your intuition. For instance, you leave the room and one guy is doing different things in a parcel. Then you do have to sense what is inside, and so you go in that meditative space. And this is an awakened mind that knows what is hidden in that parcel. I suggest that you forecast the Nasdaq or SP 500 for a specific day, the closing price, because this is specific and your mind has no chance to guess accurately, only if you are aware of your mind. So you don't guess, but let your mind rest on it and ask to know what it is. You might see it, you might get the word for it, you get an aspect of it. The key is not intellectual to think what it is. Be honest, ask yourself, sense I it or guess I it? If you sense it as a real remote review what it is, then the mind is doing that monkey mind thing and trying to distract you and to fill the gaps with some other ideas. So you have to differentiate what is that monkey mind and what is that remote intuition. You have to practice it until are you sure when you sense it. Then you feel it in your guts or heart, what it is when it is an accurate perception and not that guessing. Second technique. When you go to bed and ask for lucid dreaming, that means you are aware what you're dreaming and or that you're dreaming even. Be awake in your dream. Okay. Third, do a nap with the intention to sense something and then relax. Let it flow inside of yourself. Go out of your way to influence it. When you awake, you are also open to sensing something. Keep a journal close to your bed and write down what you have seen. If you go up and be drowsy, then you are at the junction between dream and awakening. Intend to know something. Ask to see something. Practice it until it becomes accurate. Practice it at least twice a day. Go in that remote meditative state and ask something that you can't know. Okay. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.